You're listening to episode 131 of Lifestyle Locker Radio with Dr. Gordon Pedersen.
I was like most people. I was working for the world's biggest pharmaceutical company, and I had the idea that was taught to me that, oh, silver is old, silver is gone, silver is something that's worthless compared to all these penicillin-type drugs. And I started realizing that wasn't the case, and I started realizing that we have a problem with antibiotic resistance that's so big that we're making a bigger problem for ourselves 20, 30 years down the road than we realize.
Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. So here's a little bit about our guest today, Dr. Gordon Pedersen. He's highly acclaimed for multiple scientific and medical discoveries and his contribution to Chicken Soup for the Enriching Soul as one of the original co-authors. Dr. Gordon holds 5 doctor's degrees, including a doctorate of naturopathic medicine. He has a PhD from the toxicology program at Utah State University, where he also has a PhD degree in immunology and biology. He is board certified in anti-aging and regenerative medicine and also holds a master's degree in cardiac rehabilitation and wellness. Gordon has formulated over 150 products. After breaking his back, which left him immobile, Gordon was able to recover through a system which he created, which led him to win a bronze medal in the 2003 Utah Winter Olympic Games at the age of 43, becoming the oldest medalist. Gordon is a best-selling author many times over in the fields of health and wellness. In his time as chief research scientist at Wader Nutrition, Gordon and his team conducted the first formulations and studies of protein powders as they worked with Arnold Schwarzenegger and many other premier athletes. Gordon has spent countless hours reviewing silver information and is frequently called upon the world's leading authority on silver as a health tool. He is a distinguished speaker for Special Operations Medical Association, also known as SOMA, and has worked with several national and international governmental organizations on the topic of silver. Gordon has conducted studies in Africa and has published the cure to malaria, seeing firsthand children close to death returning to school within 5 days. That's pretty awesome. Gordon has an ambition to return to Africa in 2020 and continue his healing of more villages. While providing healing to these villages, Gordon will develop safe zones so that the mosquitoes cannot return and reinfect. He has completed extensive research to help as many people as possible enjoy improved personal health. He hopes to be helpful for people around the world, raising awareness of how silver provides new answers to age-old health questions. So I know that was a long one, people, but here we have Dr. Gordon Pedersen. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Lifestyle Locker Radio. In the locker room today, we have this guy's a superstar, an absolute superstar. I'm very honored to have him on the show, Dr. Pedersen. Glad to have you, my friend.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. So we're gonna play and have some fun here. There's a lot of you have heard of, if you're in the wellness world, as many of you are, or play in the wellness world, you've heard of colloidal silver, silver. People think silver for different things. So I want to break a couple myths, because this guy is probably the foremost, like the authority. That I'm going to say is the authority on silver. He's got so much content online. You can start today and finish next year just by watching some videos. So I'm going to break some myths and go into some really cool things on how you can actually become healthier by using silver. So, first and foremost, Gordon, give us a little bit of your background. 4 doctorate degrees. I know how long it took me to go through one. You have to, I mean, come on. Give us your story.
The reason that I'm driven to continuously be educated is because I have a family that has diseases that really don't have cures. When you start with Crohn's disease and then you go to thyroid cancer and you go to these different things, and my family is just filled with all these different diseases, you just keep looking. And I thought, well, as soon as I get done with a traditional medical degree, I'll know exactly what to do. And that wasn't the case. And so I went to become a naturopathic doctor, and I went to become an immunology PhD in the laboratory. I went and got a drug research background because I wanted to do all I could do to help my mom, to help my brother, to help myself, to help my whole family. And in the process, it's become worldwide. I've gone to Africa and helped people with malaria. I've gone different places in the world, but it started with my family. It started when I was about 16 years of age, and there was no cure for my brother's Crohn's disease. And so we, as a family, have been searching and searching and trying to help ever since. So I hope that gives you the why. And the degrees are, yes, I'm in a traditional sense, board certified in anti-aging medicine. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine. I'm a doctor of immunology, and that's a PhD. I have a PhD in biology and a PhD in toxicology. These are different programs that I've gone to in my life, hoping that they would have the answer. Mm. It's amazing. I got done with all these ologies, all these studies.
Yeah.
And I had all this knowledge. And all of my lifetime, I've been using that knowledge to gain wisdom. So I hope those of you who are listening realize that wisdom is where we're really searching for the application of that knowledge. So I don't know that I will ever quit going to school. I'm going to continue looking until we find all the solutions that are possible.
That's great. So in that search, in all of those studies and you're studying, where did silver come into play? Was it early on or was it later on?
It was about halfway through, because I was like most people. I was working for the world's biggest pharmaceutical company, and I had the idea that was taught to me that, oh, silver is old, silver is gone, silver is something that's worthless compared to all these penicillin-type drugs. And I started realizing that wasn't the case, and I started realizing that we have a problem with antibiotic resistance that's so big that we're making a bigger problem for ourselves 20, 30 years down the road than we realize. And I started looking back at silver, because back in 1924, silver had a patent and it expired. At that point in time, there were 42 drugs in the physician's desk reference identified as drugs that were silver based. And so I started thinking, what's going on here? Is this a money play, a power play? Well, it turned out that the patent had expired and nobody could go out and reapply for that patent. But you today are starting to see silver show up everywhere. It's showing up as clothing, as socks, as shoes, so that it destroys the bacteria that causes odor. Mm. You're starting to see it as needles, so that when they give you a shot or an IV, they're not transferring any bacteria. All these different things are starting to happen.
That's really interesting. You know, growing up in a chiropractic family, if we got sick, which was very rare, I would be getting adjusted, and I remember getting colloidal silver, you know, and I didn't know what it was, but it was this water. I thought it was water, whatever, right? And yeah. We would get better. And if I mentioned any of this stuff to students or like my friends in school, they would look at me with like three heads going like, what? You're what? You get your spine something and you take silver? What's the deal? So silver has a lot of, and I think on your site, it was 83, 84 things you go through, conditions.
Oh, well, I've written books that include almost 500 different ways to use silver, but in short, so people don't get lost in a book this thick, we've made it shorter quite often. Some are 55 ways to use silver, some are 83, and it just depends on what area we're looking at.
Perfect. Okay. So I want to touch base on a couple of these, but I think this is important. I know of it as an immune supporter, and I know it as a maybe an antibacterial, probably even the most, right? Like for like a dog bite or something that has happened. But I don't really understand any of the behind the scenes stuff. Like, why does this even work and how does it work? And how does it work with so many things? So can we dive into,
one, the difference between what maybe how it's used as like an antiviral and antibacterial and antifungal, and like what's the differences and how does it actually affect both of those or all three of those, excuse me?
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating because mankind hasn't developed a drug that can destroy a bacteria and a virus and a yeast, and yet silver in its natural form can. The reason why is because silver is a semiconductor. Now, many computer people understand that silica is a semiconductor, silicone is a semiconductor, and they use these to make chips that hold and give off memory. Well, it just so happens that silver is one of the minerals in the periodic chart of chemical elements that is a semiconductor. So it's giving off energy in pulses all the time. Now, with that, we can give it memory. We can share memory. We can expect memory to be transferred. But what that does is it transfers an electron from the outer shell of the silver membrane. So here's my outer shell of the silver membrane, and it's missing a single electron. And because it's missing one electron, it wants one really bad, and it will do anything to steal one. So as it comes closer, as it touches some bacteria, virus, or yeast, it will steal an electron and thus ruptures the membrane. So that is the first way. The second way is that as it steals an electron into their membrane, this silver now is overloaded and it will fire one back. So you've got it the speed of light, stealing an electron and then firing it back. It's kind of like a little machine gun shooting, and it has to come in contact though to do this.
Oh, so it's coming in contact with those, with a bad bacteria, with a bad fungus, or you know, all of those things, a virus.
Right, and because it's water soluble, it can attach into the bloodstream or even in a red blood cell, and it can vibrate as it moves. What that means is a semiconductor is resonating, trying to balance itself out. So okay. If this side of the membrane is a 3 charge and this is a 1, it's resonating with this electron going back and forth. So that's the second way it destroys membranes, is it's resonating at a frequency that when it comes in contact with a bacteria, virus, or yeast, it's like a vibrator, and it vibrates the membrane until it explodes, until it dissolves away and the insides of that membrane pour out.
Okay.
There's many other ways to do it, but those are two of the most important.
Interesting. So then I have another question just on the side of being an antibiotic. You know, I understand that word means anti-life. And I know when we take a medical antibiotic, it kills like all your gut flora, all the bacteria, kills everything, which is not good. Yep. We don't want that. How is silver different? How does it know?
Silver is water soluble, and silver will not penetrate through the double membranes that are lipid based. So those are all your healthy membranes. Now, in all the bacteria, and you call them antimicrobials, there's one microbial, one microbe, that self-secretes a milk fat around its own structure, and those are your good bacteria in your gut. The reason being is a bacteria in the presence of stomach acid will just rupture and die. But if it self-secretes a little milk fat coating around itself, it's now protected like an M&M shell. It's okay. Protected, and it's a fat, milk fat, so the water-soluble silver will not penetrate it. And if that weren't so, when you swallowed silver, you'd get diarrhea like you do from penicillin-based antibiotics.
Oh, that's really interesting. Really interesting. And you mentioned, was it Crohn's with your brother?
Yeah.
So that's a, you know, obviously people know that it's a digestive health condition. I want to get into digestion because we're all being taught like the brain, gut, connection, all of these things. So I'm like, how do we start to connect some of these dots? And maybe you have, and I haven't found it on your sites yet. But if we're helping someone with their digestion, how does silver help that? I know we, as an antibiotic, but how does it help with digestive function? And then how will that, and maybe you do or don't know, but how does it affect brain function maybe because of that?
This is one of my favorite research topics because it's so real. First of all, the brain and the gut are connected by the nerves. The vagus nerve goes to and from. Second way they're connected is we've got a circulatory system that takes hormones, that take signals. And the problem we have is that if we have bacteria in our gut, that is the wrong bacteria or harmful bacteria, it's going to send a signal up that nerve to the brain, and neurotransmitters are going to be released, soaking the brain. And now we've got a problem of chronically soaked brain tissue in neurotransmitters, saying there's always a problem here, always an emergency. Yet we have found it just in the last 2 months, we've discovered that the publications are starting to come out that the bacteria that's bad in your gut that's causing this cycle is resistant bacteria. It's not just a kind of bacteria. It's actually the bacteria that has become resistant to antibiotics. So that when you take an antibiotic, you can't even kill that bacteria. For that reason, silver works on the gram positives, on the gram negatives, and all these other bacteria. So I like silver to go in and destroy the bacteria, viruses, and yeast, including the resistant kind, and then this signal is going to be more pure. Now, the reason people don't accept this gut-brain connection right off is everyone doesn't get the same response, and I think we're discovering why. Some people have gut bacteria that has become resistant from antibiotic use 7 years ago, 10 years ago, and now silver is a great pre-wash so that we can have good intestinal linings, good gut linings for the probiotics to grow in.
So the people that are that have these, you know, antibacterial, or no, is it the, yeah, the ones that are resistant against antibiotics have these strains. Is that only people that have used antibiotics, or is that people that have just come in contact with somehow these types of bacteria?
Well, I'd like to say I know, but I don't. My common sense statement is, I believe common sense medicine is possibly the most important one. I believe that they did have antibiotics sometime in their life, or they're getting it from their grain that's being sprayed with antibiotics, or the fruits that are being sprayed with antibiotics. And those have a 30-year history of resistance already. So it could be coming from food as well.
Wow. Okay. So it doesn't even need to be. So someone like me who's free from those types of things, you know, vaccines and antibiotics and all these things, I still have the potential to have that kind of effect. I mean, it affect me the same way if I'm eating crappy food.
It absolutely correct.
Wow. Okay. That's good to know. And I said this pre-show, you know, have a bunch of the silver products that you sell. And I just started today taking the liquid. And my question to you, is this something, is the products, before we get into too much products, but silver, you know, is it something okay for me to, if I have this liquid, can I take it daily, or am I going to turn, you know, like the Blue Man Group?
I love the Blue Man Group, but no, emphatically no. Here's who turned blue. And yes, some people turned blue. I was actually a expert witness on a case for Health Canada that actually tried the turning of blue. So I was sitting in front of 24 physicians and 36 lawyers for 5 hours. I had to answer all these questions. The short version of that is this. The people who turned blue were the people that made their own silver. The people who made their own silver didn't monitor the parts per million of silver they put into the liquid. And the man, who's actually the blue man, I've gone through his autopsy and everything, he did not die from anything silver related. In fact, he had psoriasis, he had seborrhea, he had ulcers, he had many different diseases that were kept under control because he was taking the silver. But what happens is he makes a different kind of silver than we sell. It's kind of like in Kentucky when they had the prohibition and some people ran off into the woods and made their own whiskey. And the people that went blind or died from whiskey were the ones who are drinking the stuff that wasn't really manufactured in a very good way, in a good state. Well, now we've got the same thing. The blue man would take, he would start with nitric oxide, which is a terrible poison, and he would put in a silver coin or a silver rod. It would bubble away and dissolve away until that silver was dissolved into the nitric acid. He'd put in a pinch of salt, and he would drink at least half a gallon of that every day. Now, he was interviewed on TV and he told this story, and I said, "Well, no wonders you turned blue. You're drinking this much acid. You've got to realize now that we've gone through ionic silvers, and we've gone through nitric acid silvers, and we've gone through silver hydrosols and silver sols, and we're now to a structured silver that's alkaline. Now we're not giving people this strong acid that used to be given before. We're now in a place with high technology where we're manufacturing it safe and clean and alkaline and in a structured way, so you don't have that problem with structured alkaline silver. And please don't make your silver the way I just told you the blue man did."
Wait, no, God, no. And so with the silver, the liquid that I'm taking, when you mentioned parts per million, I've been in health food stores and I've seen large numbers, like 500, and I've seen low numbers. Does that make a difference? I mean, how would I, you know, as a consumer, how would I know? Like what?
Well, I do know that there are some silvers that have 500 parts per million, and it's because they're about 35 or 50 years old, and they're still making it the same way, hoping that they'll appeal to you in marketing terms of what your grandma took, and this is what you should take. But their problem is, and I've tested the silvers that are 500 parts per million, they fall out of solution. And so it's like little specks of silver in the water that over time they get heavier and settle at the bottom. And so you get a separation, and that's not exactly for the best benefit. While the newer silvers are carrying this magnetic resonance with them, that they hold the silver in a crystalline structure, a tetrahedral shape, where every particle of silver is bonded to the oxygen particle of structured water. Now it can't fall out of solution. And now it can work like a rapid fire machine gun. It can fire and fire and fire and fire. And it just continuously will have a killing effect on those pathogens in your body.
Okay. So how quickly would someone have like a certain sensation if I start taking it today, right? I took my first 2 teaspoons this morning, right? I'm going to take the next 2 later this evening. Would I sense something, or am I doing this proactively the same way I maybe brush my teeth or exercise or what?
Most people don't feel anything.
Okay.
And those people that do feel something, usually they feel less gas. And especially if they're going to cleanse for a few days with silver, then follow up with the probiotics. Absolutely, the first thing you're going to feel in that first 5 days is you're going to feel less gas production, less distension, less bloating. Now, the rest of it circulating through your body, some really astute people, some energy working people, they say they can feel it. Most people cannot.
Okay.
And so it's not something that you take a taste of and immediately go dun da da dun. You know, it's not
like, darn, I was hoping for Superman. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, there are benefits that you can notice, and the noticeable ones are, number one, that you have a clearer head. Number two, that you have better digestive energy. Number three, your skin seems to clear up if it has a problem, whether it's rashes, whether it's other problems that may be bacterial related or not. And gel is what I find people use and see a benefit immediately. So silver can come in a gel. And I put it on babies' bottoms that had diaper rash. And that's really just a chemical burn from uric acid. And we could put it on there, and literally in an hour and a half, the burn has totally been remediated. But in 5 minutes, the pain goes away.
Oh, wow.
So what happens with silver is we also modulate stem cell activity.
Oh.
And because of that, we reduce pain. So I went a long way around to get back to your point of, if you'll use the gel topically, you'll find that it's a pain modulator as well in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, that's really neat. So, and you mentioned, well, I have, I don't know if you can see here, that's a burn from yesterday or 2 days ago. And now I have the gel. I'm going to, not for pain, but it doesn't really hurt now, but I'm going to start using that right on that burn. So it should heal pretty quick, you think?
Yes. And I've published articles in anti-aging journals, peer-reviewed journals, that show that when you're using silver on a wound like that, that it usually heals in half the time with half the scarring.
Oh, awesome. And I did see something that's quite interesting for those that have had acne. You talk about skin conditions. I watched your video on that, and really interesting. I mean, you all should dive into his website, and we'll have all those details in the show notes. But it's really interesting in how it can help prevent scarring. I think that's so cool.
Well, when you realize that scars are immune cells that continuously pull the skin together and they don't stop growing unless they receive a charged particle to tell them to do so, they just continue to grow and that scar builds up in a keloid fashion sometimes. And silver helps neutralize that. It's a fantastic thing. I'm going to give all the credit to God because we honestly don't know all the reasons why.
Yeah.
We just know that we can reduce scarring with silver.
That's pretty neat. So I have a question for you. People that have had some gnarly surgeries and have these keloid, I don't have any, but I know people that have, by using that silver gel, would it help reduce like the actual scar that's existing?
Yes. Whenever it works on a keloid, make sure you apply the gel to the wound and put a bandage over it, because a moist wound will reverse or heal. A dry wound will not, and a super wet or oozing wound will not. So keeping a wound moist is the whole key.
Okay. That's really interesting. Oh, like I got to start taking notes here. I'm going to listen again. Next, I'm curious to know, I mean, with anti-aging, with all the stuff you've been studying and with taking silver, can I take too much of for instance, a liquid? If I take it for a month straight, is that enough for a while, or is it something that could be daily?
You know, there isn't an absolute answer, so you're asking me for my opinion.
Yes, sure.
I know people that have taken the liquid silver, 2 teaspoons twice a day, every day for 9-10 years.
Okay.
They're just fine, and they're going to be just fine. On the other hand, I do understand the physicists who come in and talk to biochemists and say, no matter what you take, over time, you're going to build up a resistance to that. You need to take a break from it for 2 days a month or something like that. Uh-huh. Or only skip Sundays, you know, do 6 days a week and skip one day. I've heard all of those and I've seen all of those be successful. So I'm going to give it back to the patient and say, that's up to you. If you'd like to skip one day a week, that's a very fine way to approach it. I personally developed alkaline structured silver so it could be taken every single day, because all other silvers are highly acidic. This is the only one that's alkaline. So I'm going to stand on, it's your decision.
Okay.
But if you feel like taking it all the way through, you can.
Okay. And the only reason I ask is I interviewed another gentleman who is he has developed and manufactured fish oil. And we were into the conversation of, you know, how many times a day, blah, 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 all of these things. And he said he recommends people to actually take a break from it 6 weeks and take a break for a couple of weeks, so your body craves those omega-3 fatty acids again, versus building up, like you're saying, a tolerance, if you will, to it. So it's good. It's pretty neat. And I didn't know that most silvers are not in a nice alkaline state. They're mostly acidic.
Oh no, all silvers are acidic except the alkaline silver that we've put out in it. The reason I developed alkaline silver was I went to Africa to help these children with malaria and pneumonia and all these problems. And we discovered that the highly acidic nature of silver lends itself to only want to take it during a crisis, a medical crisis. And I realized their whole family needs it all the time so that they don't transfer the malaria back and forth amongst family members. And that's when I came home and I spent some time working in the laboratory and came up with an alkaline silver. And it just makes sense. The environment your body is healthiest in is alkaline.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't alkaline the way you want to be anyway?
Yeah.
That's so. Well,
and in the cancer world, if you go to an oncologist and they find out you've got a cancer mass, the first thing they're going to do to you is convert you from acidic over to alkaline, so the environment will not be won't want the cancer to be in there. And get this, there's two drugs the FDA has approved for converting you from a acidic to an alkaline state. Now, if you've got two drugs, what does that say about the whole situation? It says we need to get you alkaline really fast.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go any farther. I'm not going to speculate any farther, but I know that that exists.
Yeah. And I mean, just talking about immune function, you mentioned cancer, using the silver is going to boost immunity.
Yeah. And not only does it boost immunity, it's different than herbs in this way. If we give you echinacea or golden seal or ginseng or any of these other agents that actually modulate the immune system, they make the immune system work harder. And after a two-week period of time, the immune system either gets resistant to that or collapses and said, I can't work that hard.
Okay.
Silver takes the workload off the body's immune system. And because it's alkaline, it works with it. And at the same time, by destroying bacteria, viruses, and yeast, now the immune system can do its secondary priority, which is rejuvenate tissue, regenerate cells, restore proper body function. The ultimate anti-aging tool that we have in anti-aging medicine is the immune system. But if it's always working on a crisis, it doesn't get to do its rejuvenating effects nearly as much. So the silver takes that workload off the immune system, and it can go to work on your skin, on your vital organs, and rejuvenating your brain even.
Oh, wow. So on the battlefield, the silver is, you know, the guys and gals that are, you know, doing some of the fighting, but they're also the ones that are going to follow you back to the tent and help you heal.
Yeah, it's a very good analogy. I like that.
All right. So they're doing both. That's pretty amazing. So on a performance level, since I'm an athlete, I have to ask, are there ways to, I hate to use the word biohack, but are there ways that will help me as an athlete, you know, either heal faster from, I don't say injury, but from a workout or from an event, anything that way?
Well, we do know this, and then I'll give you my opinion. We do know that silver transfers energy better than any other mineral.
Okay.
So having it circulating in your system, you're going to transfer energy quicker and more completely. Mm-hmm. That can be noticed by some people and others not. Now, my opinion is that if you have silver circulating in your bloodstream, you're not going to get as sick from respiratory problems when you're breathing really deep, and it's going to keep your body circulating at a clean level as well. But more than anything else, it's just a base wellness contributor.
Okay.
I don't measure human performance increases by long jumps or speed.
Okay.
And I'd like to say we did, but we don't.
Okay. All right. Now I'm just curious because I don't want to call it a drug, but it's like this wonder metal, this amazing thing that has such a profound impact on your health, on your life, on longevity, that I can't imagine it not doing something positive for just human performance alone. I mean, not that you're taking it for that, but how can it not affect that?
Well, there are those people that do muscle testing. And I don't know if you advise or teach or use that at all, but some people will do muscle testing where they're pressing down on the muscle. Okay. Now, if you'll take our silver, structured silver, it's alkaline and it's structured and it carries the finest silver in it. Okay, there's the advertisement. Now, let's get back to what's measurable.
Yeah.
If you'll do muscle testing on the My Doctor Suggests silver and you'll compare it to any other silver that's an acidic form of silver, silver will give you a very strong muscle test and the other will not. And what happens is you can do muscle testing and measure definite increases with this alkaline form of silver. The others do not.
Okay. Interesting. That's really good to know. And I will also say this, that the silver, not your silver, the silver I have that's in my vitamin cabinet is going in the garbage today. I don't care if it's expired or not. And I'm going to go over my family lives close. I'm going to make sure theirs goes in the garbage too. And we're going to get them some of yours because it only makes sense. I mean, putting someone in an acidic state, if they're taking it for being sick or injured. That doesn't make any sense. That just does, I think, the reverse of what it should be doing. Right?
Well, there's a lot of opinions out there, but recognize that there's 42 silver drugs in the physician's desk reference. And every burn unit that I know uses Silvadine, which is a silver-based product for wound healing on burns. So that is some validation that we're on the right path as well.
Yeah, and I like your path. This is a very cool path. So what are the best ways for our audience to find you?
I can be found on mydoctorsuggests.com, and there's an S in there, mydoctorsuggests.com. One word, and that's my website. I'm also going to be available on as a contributor to you from time to time, and frankly, I just love reinforcing anybody who takes the time to interview me, and you've done a fantastic job.
Well,
you've asked
you.
All the right questions, and you've really given me a chance to share in bullet points what really matters about the silver.
Yeah. So
I also have a book out there on Amazon.com, and it's called The Silver Solution by Dr. Gordon Pedersen.
Awesome. So we're going to put all of those details in the show notes for everyone. So if you can't spell, sometimes I have issues spelling or even typing, but we'll talk about spelling. His details will be in the show notes. You can connect with them there. Make sure you head over to Amazon and get that book. And it also has a couple free books that we're going to give to you as well. I'll throw that the link in the show notes as well. So Dr. Pedersen, what an awesome conversation. I hope we get to have some more. And I hope we get to connect in different ways, because the mission you're on is an awesome mission, and you're helping lots of people. And I'm glad to be able to share your message with our tribe and as many people as I possibly can. So thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Everyone, I hope you really truly enjoyed that episode with Dr. Gordon Pedersen. This guy's got a brain on him like none other. I know I've said that about other guests, but holy cow. This is awesome. I'm super psyched, and I can say since our conversation, I personally have used the liquid silver, the high strength or maximum strength, whatever it was called, the gel. That stuff is actually really amazing for cuts, for injuries, your skin. It's really powerful stuff, and I've been using it pretty regularly. I like it a lot. I also have tried the lozenges, the silver lozenges, and love them. This amazing, amazing product. So make sure you do connect with him. Scroll down in the show notes, get all of his details, get his free books. They will be in the link. There'll be a link in the show notes as well. And you can also go ahead and buy his book. Support this guy. He is helping people not have to use drugs and surgery. He's helping people get healthy and well without the use of those things. And this is powerful stuff. I highly, highly recommend checking it out. Learn more and make sure you don't get lost on his website, because you can go through a lot of stuff. It's chock full of content and it's very powerful stuff. And if you like what you've heard, please share this episode with someone you think that might benefit from it. And I'm sure there's more than one. So share away. And lastly, if you haven't connected with us on social or even checked us out online, make sure you go ahead and do that. We are constantly putting posts up. We are constantly sharing episodes. And, you know, on Instagram, I do share my personal life. So should you want to do that, I'm a real and raw person. So if you like what you see, great. If not, that's okay too. I like to be real. And, you know, there's no front here, my friends. And I appreciate all of you, for those of you that are listening. And last piece of the puzzle. I'd really, really appreciate this. It really helps us and helps other people find our show. If you head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, type something nice, and I greatly appreciate it. I'm sending you a digital hug and a thank you for doing that. And until next time, everyone, have a great day, evening, or night, wherever and whenever you're listening to this. Bye-bye.